people is they just really don't do it long enough to get results. They do it a few days and they don't get magic results and they stop. This is where dedication comes in. Folks, you've got to make a decision. You want new things in your life and that you're willing to do whatever it takes. And so adding this wonderful tool of mental rehearsal envisioning to your repertoire is only going to bring to you greater prosperity, greater success, a feeling of peace in your life. Now, some people say, well, what if I did it, I don't get to do it twice a day. Look, people, you do what you do, but the more you can do this, the faster the results. And I want to add something that is not in a lot of the books and teachings about how to use this. But recently, there has been research that has proven that if you just take between about 16 seconds and 20 seconds at a time to envision exactly what you want. So, again, 16 to 20 seconds that you link up to thinking about exactly what you want. And again, that's a short time, but once you have carefully created the desired image in your mind of that you've had in your longer sessions, you can simply do what I call a snapshot version of that, and you can focus on it. And the advantage of frequently envisioning your desired goals is that it can be a form of renewal of purpose and attitude. So if you think about it, renewal means to restore or refresh your view, rejuvenate your approach, reestablish your focus. Since the body follows the mind. Now, are you hearing me here? The body follows the mind. When you spend a moment seeing yourself in a happy, peaceful environment, you automatically feel that way. And let's face it, in the middle of a big workday, who wouldn't benefit from that? Now, the fifth step is to provide yourself with a tangible picture or a representation object for your goals that you are trying to consciously create. I want you to start collecting symbols of what you want to create in your life from various sources. It might be magazines, newspapers, because these symbols can, in the form of pictures, saying, or statements, can represent the goals and dreams of your life. And all you have to do is put these reminders in places that you can physically see them, maybe several times a day. And what this does is reinforce your true wants and desires. So perhaps you want to select an object that represents the goal to you, such as a big brass key that would represent a new home that you want to attract. Or you could use it as a paperweight. What you're really doing is assigning symbols for your subconscious mind. Remember, images are the language of the brain. For as long as I can remember in my adult life, I always take my birthday, and February is my birth month, and I take that whole month and I get myself poster boards and I cut out pictures of things that I want, whether it's a new house or a new vehicle or an office building or a piece of jewelry or clothes or the size I want to be or how much I want to weigh or a vacation I want to go to. And I collect all these symbols and I divide my poster board, which I call a vision board, into a number of segments, and I put either sayings or pictures that represents that because I'm creating an image as a symbol to my own brain of something I am going to manifest. I'm not going to try, I'm actually going to do it. And in my life, every single thing that I have put up that I was willing to work for and go for, and maybe I didn't manifest it that year, and sometimes it was several years later, but I kept with the vision. I was able to, I have this beautiful beach home, I have an office building, I just have these wonderful things in my life that I have created. Now, granted, I have worked hard, folks, just like you, but there's a lot of people who have worked really hard who have nothing to show for it. And what happens is by putting those images up and making a clear direction for my mind of this is what I want, somehow or another, I spend more time on those things. I focus on those things. My intuition is very strong about giving me directions to go into. I seem to attract to myself the right people in the right situations and the right resources to get things done. My very first book I ever wrote, which was Feel and Grow Rich, I had pictures of the book. I dummied up this picture of me doing a book signing. I had all these images of me having the book, and I cannot share with you enough, folks, of how powerful it is that you affect your mind with everything that comes around you every day. Why not choose this image board? And by the way, this is in the inside of my closet. I mean, no one is allowed to go into my closet. And so other people don't see this. It's none of their business. It's something that is private, that is something that inspires me and reminds me every day, oh yeah, that's why I am getting up early in the morning, and that's why I am doing this, because this is what I want to manifest. I also create an evidence book. You see, if you really want to show yourself how powerful you are, start looking at what you've manifested in life and what you focused on and how you did it. You'll be shocked. See, most of us spend our life looking to the next hill to conquer, and we rarely look back at all the mountains that we've already climbed and pat ourselves on the back of what we've already manifested. So the great things in your life that you have right now, would you please take the time to acknowledge them? You know, you manifest that, folks. And so my attitude and your attitude should be, if I can manifest these things, I can manifest anything I want. The only limitations are really the limitations that you have, that you're not willing to do what other successful people have done, that you may have an unconscious thing that you're reinventing the wheel, or it doesn't work for you. I can honestly tell you, of all the people that I've worked with all these years in coaching, on stage, in my books, workshops that I've done, when people start to use the power of mental imaging of what they want, there's this magic that happens, that their behaviors change, their intuition starts to rage on things that they can do. We are creating our reality, and why not create it the way you want it? Envision your own future the way that you want it. Here is our sixth step. I think it's extremely important that when you're working with your mind, that you want to be in a good state of mind when you envision what you want. Dr. Maltz, in his very famous book, if you haven't read it, you should, Psycho-Cybernetics, repeatedly says that you must relax and unwind prior to going into the theater of your mind. You see, once you relax and find that good feeling place within you, then you put feeling and deep emotion into the process of imaging what you want. I'll give you a little image you might use. If you want to let all the negative stress out of your body, think of yourself as a big tire, and there's a large valve, and you simply undo the valve and you let all the air out of the tire. And all this image does is help you get into an altered state where your mind is easily accepting the new you, what you're envisioning, the new you. And keep this in mind, your subconscious mind is always influenced through emotion more than any other factor. And when you take vivid images and you mix them with positive feel-good emotions, this will help you make positive changes in your life. There was a study of high-powered executives that was done by researchers at Stanford, Yale, and Harvard universities that found that there was a shared trait among super achievers. And that trait was the ability to sense what they wanted before they got it. These super achievers have the ability to translate their ideas and goals into actual physical visions. In other words, they create pictures of what they want down to the smallest detail. You see, knowing exactly what they want, they can see it, taste it, smell it, and even imagine the emotions and sounds associated with their main goals and desires. In other words, their vision